Marjorie Taylor Greene, Assange, Snowden risked their lives to expose deep state. By Alim Bokhari on December 19, 2020. Incoming Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, who won her election on a staunchly pro-Trump message, has joined the chorus of voices calling for a presidential pardon for the founder of WikiLeaks, journalist Julian Assange. Greene also called for the pardon of NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden, who shined light on the agency's surveillance of Americans in 2013, exposing anti-Trump deep state operative James Clapper for lying to Congress in the process. Greene joined Reps. Matt Gaetz, RFL, Tulsi Gabbard, DeHi, and Thomas Massie, RKY, in calling for the pardons of the two bêtes noires of the anti-Trump deep state. As Breitbart News reported last week, conservatives including Tucker Carlson are defending the work of Assange. Morris urged Trump to exercise his legal authority to issue a preemptive pardon to Assange to keep him out of the hands of the deep state. Once he, Assange, gets to the U.S., he will be in the hands of the deep state. That's why I pleaded with the president to show the mercy the deep state will not show Julian if he is extradited, she said. Carlson defended the work of the WikiLeaks founder as legitimate journalism, a point that has also been made by President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Lawyer Alan Dershowitz has also argued that there is no constitutional difference between WikiLeaks and the New York Times. At real, Donald Trump should issue a full pardon to Julian Assange and Edward Snowden, said Congresswoman-elect Greene in a message on Twitter. Each risked his life to expose the crimes of Barack Obama and the deep state against the American people. Let them be free. Greene, who was elected to represent Georgia's 14th congressional district, is a staunch Trump supporter. She recently said she would vote to reject electoral votes from states with massive voter fraud. Georgia Republicans are fired up for Congress to do our job, said Greene. That's why I'm excited to join Representative Mo Brooks to reject electoral votes from states with massive voter fraud. We have President Trump's back because he's always had ours. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.